Radio Now, it is Elliot King filling in for Joe while he's on vacation. Liv, the web girl, producer, pork chop, hanging out. We came across the story. It's not been a great week for weddings. This bride just got shamed because her parents spent how much, Liv, on this wedding?
Her parents spent $165,000.
Dang!
On her wedding. So
what?
People are just, like, attacking her and saying, like, this is so... like crazy. Your parents should not have to pay for your wedding. It's crazy that your parents would spend this much on your wedding. Like, how dare you? Just all of this stuff. So people are shaming this bride.
Yeah.
And I am kind of on the bride's side about this.
Really? Okay.
Okay. So $165,000 is obviously an enormous amount of money. That's like a house.
Yep.
But here's my thing. If her parents want to do that and they're not going into debt over it, they can afford that and they can do that, then, like, why not? Who cares? Is it excessive? Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Is it extra? Yeah, probably. Is
right.
it more than I would probably ever do? Yeah, I mean, definitely. But if that's what she wants to do and that's her dream wedding, then, like, that's fine. But I want to know what you guys think. Call us at 833-563-2539. Call us. Do you think that this bride should be shamed or should she not be? Should people just, like, let her be and leave her alone?
Well, here's what I think. I've been blessed to have lived all over the country. I've lived in 7 different states.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've also DJed weddings for like 4 years.
Right.
So here's my take on it. I think it matters where they live. Because let's say they're living in a bigger city like Houston or New York
Los
or L.A.
Angeles.
Or Chicago.
Okay.
If you're spending $165,000 for a wedding there, I think that's about right.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not normal. That's like that still is a lot.
Right.
But I think that's a decent—I mean, that could be understood.
Right. It just because I get what you're saying. Like the— like when you live in different places.
Yes.
Just...
like if you were live in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, where I lived for 3 years, and you're spending that much for a wedding there, then I think it's almost, I hate to use the word shaming, but it's kind of like, come on. Like, you know, we live in an area where there's a lot of poverty. You know, people really aren't rich, and you're spending $165,000 on a wedding. So do we know where this, wedding happened?
No, we don't know where this wedding happened. But I also, too, just think, like, no one knows a ton of backstory about this wedding. And so that's why I think, too, it's like you have no idea. Okay, wait, she's from Arizona, but I don't know where I don't know if the wedding was in Arizona. I don't know. This article doesn't say.
If it was, like, Grand Canyon or Phoenix, something big.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I get what you're saying. Like, it depends on where you are because, obviously, like, a gallon of milk here is going to be the same as like a gallon of milk in like Hawaii or Los
right.
Angeles. Everything's just more expensive
exactly.
in those places. So I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I don't think it matters. Like, we have no idea. Her family could give back so much to charity and we just have no idea.
Good
and if
point.
Her parents want to pay for it, why is that shameful? Like this woman said, it's definitely not a parent's job to pay for a wedding. No, it's not their job. But if they want to and like they're honored to do it, then like why not? Why is that shameful?
Yeah, it's not tricking if you got it.
Right.
The phone number 833-563-2539. We have Kaylee on the phone. Kaylee, what do you think about this whole situation?
Okay, so I am planning a wedding right now, so I feel very strongly about this.
Okay.
First off, I want to say I don't think anybody should be shaming anybody for how much they spend on anything, but the people who spend that kind of money on weddings are literally ruining weddings for people with less income.
Why though?
I think that because the wedding industry is so corrupt that they have now placed like $14,000, $15,000 minimums on Saturdays throughout the year, especially in like May and October, because they don't want me, who can pay $5,000 for a wedding venue, when they can have Martha Joe down the street, who's out of her mind and will pay $25,000 for a venue.
Oh,
so it's ruining it for people who can't afford that kind of thing. And venues are just through the roof, you know, along with catering and all of the other vendors you have to have.
You said Kayla, right?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay, shameless plug. I still do DJ weddings. Are you in Indianapolis? Because, I mean, if you need a DJ, like, I mean, maybe.
You got a light budget, maybe?
Yeah.
Kaylee,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When you first started talking, I thought I was going to disagree with you, But that makes so much sense. And I have never, ever thought about that before. That is like so smart. You make such a good point. That's so
true. Thank you.
And good luck with your wedding planning and congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You don't want to get married like on a Wednesday morning.
Absolutely.
Because of the like $100.
Yeah. 833-563-2539. We got Kevin on the phone. Kevin, what do you think?
Actually, the $160,000, that's actually not the worst number I've heard.
Really?
A friend of mine had a wedding. I really wish I didn't say my name on the radio, but she had a wedding. Her parents spent
$650,000.
Yay! What do her parents do? Are they part of the Vanderbilt family?
They millionaires?
Are they rich?
No, that included, like, they bought a groom, $110,000 car. They bought her a car. I mean, it's included all of that.
Is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Wait, so are you not going to say what they do? I understand if you don't want to.
No. It's legal stuff, like hotels and stuff like that. They own, like, a lot of hotels.
They own hotels.
You know, then I say good for them.
Okay.
Like, because they've obviously worked hard and they deserve it.
Yeah.
That is
work hard, you play hard, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Kevin, thank you guys so much. You can still hit us up on social media at Radio Now AM Show.